6. My hat's busted and my coat smells like a wet dog. I've got a lot of teeth left, but I walk with a slight limp, and without my glasses, I can't read a damn thing. Amply supplied with food, books, paper, ink, and electricity, I work surrounded by paintings, recording my impressions apropos language and thought on some relatively complex machinery situated at a black desk down the hall, celebrated in one of my earlier books, from some even more elaborate gadgetry. To my left is an old-fashioned rotary fan, which is sometimes put to use, even in the coldest months, and slightly beyond that is a source of music, quite various in its devices, but no more than necessary. Now you see me, now you don't. Today, I'm en route to a catch pronouns, he to she to him, they her to it, and sometimes you, though rarely we, and never them. Dreams, say, remake the context, their thin verbs suspended through the ranks of nouns, like Chinese lanterns. It's been noted elsewhere that William James wrote only a couple of essays with self in the title. No doubt he thought the topic was in the end philosophically opaque. One great use of the soul has always been to account for and at the same time guarantee the closed individuality of each personal consciousness. Bring out your dead,